This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. You're dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. We're not going to be taking calls today. Hour number one, Kevin in Florida is going to be talking about appliance repair. Hour number two, Kathy's going to be talking about homemaker tips. Next Thursday, Captain John Reagan will be talking about root canals and Social Security. I'm not kidding about root canals and Social Security. Those are two topics we'll be talking about. The following Thursday, Ricky Rocket will be with us. Just wanted to give you a quick update. Deutsche Bank has now joined the ranks of USA Preparers. It now has gone public with some of its forecasts. And it's saying that the odds of a major solar flare in 10 years is 12%. Or 40% in the next 40 years. Deutsche Bank also believes that there's a 33% chance that in the next 10 years there'll be at least one of the following calamities that will strike our planet. And those calamities, those four calamities are, and this is, you know, a 1 in 3 chance of one of these things happening in the next 10 years. Major influenza pandemic killing over 2 million people. A catastrophic volcano eruption. A major solar flare. We're talking about disrupting the power grid. Or global war. So, major pandemic killing over 2 million people. Catastrophic volcanic eruption. A major solar flare disrupting the grid. Or global war. That's what there's a 1 in 3 chance of in the next 10 years, according to Deutsche Bank. Now, we've been saying this for years. So I'm glad to welcome Deutsche Bank to the fold of USA Preparers. Kevin in Florida, welcome.
Welcome, Deutsche Bank.
Yeah, took them a while, right?
Maybe they'd like to become USA Preparers instructors.
Yeah, well, you know, they'd probably want to be compensated, and that's out of the question. I mean, we know how to do it for free, and we don't need overpaid bankers to tell us what we know, right? Kevin, I've got a couple quick questions for you before we start appliance repair today, and they're really kind of simple. One is, what do your customers understand about appliance repair in general? Do they have a handle on living with their appliances, or are they in the dark?
I'd say they're in the dark. I doubt many people read the user manuals that they're given. I also think that half of them think that they do know a lot about appliances and appliance repair, and they'd love to tell me that too.
So what I'm reading between the lines is they call you to have you come fix their appliance, and they tell you what's wrong with it.
All the time. Yes. I live in a town where there's a lot of retired military. And you know, for the most part, really sharp people. A lot of them, don't really have the time. Like, you're retired. What are you talking about? It's not that a lot of people really, I don't think a lot of people really value their appliances as much as they do their vehicle's appearance. So, I would also feel that the house or want to take care of them very well.
Kevin, you're breaking up. I don't know if you can get in another position that would be better or not, but you're breaking up significantly. Next question. The next question I have for you is, what do you get the greatest number of calls about? What is the number one call that you get regarding appliances?
I'd have to break that up into different types because it's pretty even around all five of the major appliances: washer, dryers, fridge, oven, dishwasher. For refrigerators, it's usually, like we've talked about in the past, some kind of a defrost issue where the drain's blocked up. For dryers, it's usually a no heat issue. Most likely the heating element's just shorted and no longer useful. For dishwashers, usually a drain pump, same with washing machines, clothes washers. And for ovens, usually it's a no-bake issue.
Okay. All right. And of all of those, can our class, with a screwdriver, maybe a Phillips screwdriver, maybe a Thompson, flat screwdriver, pair of pliers, can most of us repair our defrost issue, our dryer no heat, our dishwasher drain pump, and our washing machine, clothes washing machine drain pump? Can most of us repair them with a little assistance, maybe from the internet?
Well, first you have to pull a permit.
I'm sorry.
Most of those things either require a screwdriver, net driver, or a wet bag, stop bag.
I'm sorry. We built our house and we didn't get a permit for it. And I was just thinking about this gal that showed up, the revenue agent. She showed up 18 months later scratching her head. We had bulldozers, excavators, and we're making noise for 18 months. She finally comes over and says, "I didn't know there was a house back here." There's no way I would get a permit. Not for a pool, not for a garage, not for a house, not for a dog. No, not for a business. No way. But that's just me.
No, absolutely.
I'm sorry. I just went on a detour there. But so you think that with some, let's say, YouTube videos or a screen or, your appliance repair website that you've talked about, the student here in class could fix the refrigerator leaking on the floor, the dryer, no heat, the dishwasher drain pump issue, and the washer drain pump issue, or the no-bake and the range or the oven?
It's a great time to be able to do that, too, because all of these parts stores, profit greatly if they have a popular YouTube video to repair that certain part, replace it. And you can find a great quality video from the three major part stores just about for every common part. So absolutely, definitely.
Are there different prices, Kevin, that you would pay for a part as compared to a homeowner calling in saying, "I don't know what's wrong with it, but I think I need this part"? Are there two different prices for that same exact part, whether you call in as a service repair technician, owner of a shop, versus, Joe homeowner?
Well, don't put me on the spot here, Vince. Yes, there is, yeah.
Okay, well, never mind. Don't answer that.
I get a good price from my parts store now that I buy a larger volume.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. So when I was,
they only sell original OEM parts. So that's mm-hmm. and that's what I prefer to use. But mm-hmm. there are aftermarket parts that are about a quarter of the price, uh-huh. and most of them are of a similar, if not equal, quality.
Yeah. Okay, so when I worked as a when I was a young guy, let's say 17, 18, I worked at a gas station, and I fixed automobile air conditioning systems and changed the oil and did other, you know, maintenance items on automobiles. It was an independent kind of a gas station. And it was a Texaco gas station, and I got the uniform. The uniform was just a shirt, and it had the Texaco embroidered logo on it. And so when I ordered, when I wanted auto parts, I found out that there were two different prices, one for the shops and one for, you know, walk-in traffic. So I would call up. I would call up the shops, and I'd say, you know, I'd be kind of discouraged and disgusted, you know, having to work on this vehicle. And, you know, I need X part, and I would say I was with the Texaco station. And I'd say, I'll send the kid over. And then I'd show up. And I got lower prices because I was in, you know, I was in the business. Or they thought I was in the business. I was just the guy, you know, pumping gas and repairing air conditioning units. So it worked for me. So what I'm telling you, class, is you can negotiate. And when we buy parts at AutoZone, they have the price that everybody pays. And then we tell them we're not paying that price. And we get a lower price. No kidding. I'm not kidding. So, yeah, it can be done. But,
right.
You know.
I started a business account with my local parts store around here. It's called O'Reilly's. And I love these guys. They're very solid. And I've never gotten the wrong part in the wrong box. I'm sure you've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
They started giving me a deal. I actually did my air conditioning and my Ford Expedition recently. And, you know, that's quite a job. But you've got to replace everything if you want it done right.
Yeah, if the compressor blows, it generally puts contaminants in the system, so you've got to replace the receiver dryer and the expansion valve, and you've got to flush the system. And then, of course, you've got to put the new oil in the compressor, and, you know, there are a lot of things to it. Then you evacuate it, and then you load it with a refrigerant, and you have to use the right oil, the right refrigerant, the right viscosity. I mean, there are a lot of components to it. So, yeah. So where are we today, Kevin? What are we going to be talking about regarding appliances?
Well, I was kind of hoping you could give me some things because I had some automotive questions for you. If that's okay.
Sure. You're breaking up. You're breaking up, and if you could, I don't know what you could do to fix it. It's like a ton of sound.
Is it okay? I'm a driver, and I've got to drop my kids off with their grandparents, and so I hope I think that thing on here.
Not really, but you have a question for me or questions for me?
Yeah, so the other day, my 2002 Expedition wouldn't start up, and it seemed like a fuel pressure issue. Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, and so I bought a fuel pump, I bought a fuel filter, and I bought a fuel pump relay. According to the scan at the auto store, it said I had a bad fuel pump relay circuit, and when I took that relay off, it was red hot. And this is actually the fifth day because I couldn't get my vehicle started. I actually had to get it towed. So the next day it actually did start back up. And so I actually replaced that fuel pump relay, and it's been running good ever since. Have you ever seen those relays overheat, especially this time of year?
Yes, I have. And let's talk about that when we come back.
Okay, sounds good.
But that's a very interesting question. I've seen it several times on different vehicles.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kevin's with us, and so Kevin's asking me an automotive type question. And the relay in his 2001 Ford Expedition runs hot for the fuel delivery system, the fuel pump. And his question is, why is that? Well, Kevin, it's exactly the same as in appliance repairs in many ways. Let me give you an example. So there are numerous causes for this to happen. One is the fuel pump in most new vehicles is in the fuel tank. And the fuel pump has integral to the fuel pump a fuel filter. So the fuel filter in many new vehicles is part of the fuel pump. So the fuel pump picks up fuel from the bottom of the fuel tank, and it pumps it through the plumbing, you know, the hoses and lines, and up to the front of the car where or vehicle where the fuel distribution system is. There's a fuel pressure regulator and fuel injectors and so forth. Unused fuel goes back to the fuel tank. Now, when you get fuel, sometimes it comes with dirt. Sometimes there's dirt on the nozzle. Sometimes there's moisture on the nozzle from the previous guy filling his tank in the rain, and there's moisture droplets that gets in the tank, and then there's dirt, and then there's dirt in the gasoline. So eventually that dirt and moisture will plug up the fuel filter. When that happens, the fuel pump works harder and draws more current. When that happens, it tends to stress the connections, and part of that system is the relay. So if the relay is designed for, let's say, 10 amperes, and we're drawing 11, the relay will start to get hotter and hotter and hotter, and eventually, over time, it will fail. That's one thing. Another thing is poor connections of the relay contacts, external to the relay itself, meaning you plug the relay into the fuse box or fuse panel, if you will, and there are maybe three or four or five connections there, and they are they're connections that are friction type connections, crimped connections, and they get weak over time because they get hot and cool and hot and cool, and so that could be part of the reason why there's more resistance and the relay gets hot. Another is I found with a General Motors vehicle, they used substandard current capacity contacts in one of their relays. And over time, 30,000 miles, it would fail. And that, you know, that was another problem that we found. And then the last one would be, actually there's more than that. If the fuel pressure regulator isn't working properly and it's requiring too much pressure from the fuel pump, that would require more current and would require the pump to work harder and would stress the relay. So those are a bunch of ways, you know, things to think about. But there's also a moisture issue. Some of these fuse panel boxes don't keep moisture out, and moisture is an enemy of good contacts. So the contacts could be somewhat corroded, and I mean just barely corroded. We find that a lot with German vehicles, with the old style fuses. You'd have a fuse that looked perfectly good, but the circuit wouldn't work, and you'd rotate the fuse. They had points on the end of these fuses. They look like, I don't know, kind of like bananas almost, with pointed ends, and exposed fuse elements. And we would rotate those, and we'd find that there was a corrosion that would build up between the fuse having aluminum and lead components and the copper-plated fuse holders. So the difference in the metals with some moisture would cause oxidation, which would cause the fuses to not connect properly to the fuse holders. So those are some of my thoughts.
That makes sense. Do you think the fuel filter is the most likely culprit?
Yeah, and how many miles are on it? You know, 150,000?
It's got 165, yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, so here's what happens. The designers, they're so smart. They figured,
I get it.
Why put the fuel pump where you can remove it with two bolts? Why do that and put it on the engine where you can reach it? Let's put it in the fuel tank, where if you have a vehicle like yours, you might have to remove the whole fuel tank or lower the whole fuel tank to get the fuel pump out. And that's a problem if you have fuel in your fuel tank. And one of the things that happens when people can't start the car is they say, let's put some fuel in it. Let's fill it up. Let's see what happens. Then, we got to take the fuel pump out, which makes it way worse. Now, we'll talk about that sock in a minute at the bottom of the fuel pump. That's a really good question.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The now former Atlanta police officer charged with murdering a black suspect in a Wendy's parking lot a week ago is expected to appear in court today. Garrett Rolfe is facing nearly a dozen counts, including felony murder, for the death of Rayshard Brooks a week ago tonight. Hundreds of President Trump's supporters are already in line for tomorrow night's campaign rally in Tulsa. Attendees have to sign a waiver saying they won't sue the Trump campaign if they get sick. But Oklahoma health workers have sent a letter to the mayor of Tulsa urging him to cancel the rally over COVID-19 concerns. After meeting with the Oklahoma governor, President Trump said of the rally plan,
"One of the reasons we chose your state, as you know, Kevin, was that you've done so well with the COVID."
For the third time, Twitter has flagged one of President Trump's tweets, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
General Motors will observe 8 minutes and 46 seconds of silence in all of its facilities today on this Juneteenth, the day slavery ended in the U.S. The time is how long a Minneapolis cop, an attorney for two people who claim to have witnessed the police shooting death of Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta. Well, he says his clients did see what was a murder. Sean Williams, the attorney for Melvin Evans and Michael Perkins, also saying that a bullet fired by former officer Garrett Rolfe barely missed Perkins. Rolfe is facing nearly a dozen charges, including murder for Brooks' death. The other officer involved in the case, Devin Brosnan, is charged with a number of things, including aggravated assault. Knelt on the neck of George Floyd before the handcuffed black man died on Memorial Day. One of two bills that would decriminalize the possession of marijuana in New Jersey has passed the state assembly. Yesterday, the assembly approved a bill that would reduce the current penalty for up to 2 ounces of marijuana from an arrest to a civil fine of $50. Jail terms and fines for anything more than 2 ounces would be decreased as well on a sliding scale. A bill pending in the New Jersey State Senate would decriminalize up to a pound of marijuana. Voters will decide in November whether to legalize marijuana altogether in the state. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kevin's with us, and Kevin's in Florida, and he asked me a question about a Ford, not Ford truck, not starting. And we're talking about the fuel system. And I mentioned that the fuel pumps today are sold as an assembly. So part of the fuel pump is the sender for the gas gauge to tell you how much fuel is in the tank. That's part of the fuel pump. And there's a motor that is part of the fuel pump that picks up the fuel from the bottom of the tank and pushes it out through some plumbing. And then there's also a fuel filter. Now, I call it a sock, S-O-C-K, like the kinds that you put on your feet. Well, they call it, I guess the official term is a strainer. Well, it's more like a sock to me. It is not replaceable. And what happens is this thing is, about the size of maybe 4 postage stamps. And the fuel gets picked up from the very bottom of the fuel tank where all the sediment lives. And what happens is this sock is very similar to the material that is in the lining of a pair of men's boots. So it's kind of this Chinese fabric. It's kind of a quilted fabric. And it has very small openings between the fibers to trap small particles of dirt and debris. And what happens is it plugs up very, very easily with very small parts of water mixed with dust and dirt and debris. And it's not cleanable. You can't take it off. You can't buy a new one in most cases. So you're stuck with replacing the fuel pump. And it's at the very bottom of the tank where all the sediment lives. So that, I believe, is a big part of the problem. And to find out if that is, and here's what happens typically. So you drive along, and let's say you're on the road for 30 minutes, and then the engine kind of stumbles. That's because of all the sloshing and picking up the fuel plugs up the screen, or the sock, if you will. Then, when you shut the vehicle off, you let it sit for a little bit, some of the debris falls back down, and you can start the engine again. So that is something that I would look at. And the way I would determine if that really is a problem is to put a fuel pressure gauge on the fuel system. And there's a port under the hood where you can check the fuel pressure on most vehicles, including Fords. So I would do that. And you can, they say, rent it, but really what you do is you put a deposit on it. So you go to O'Reilly's or AutoZone, you say, hey, y'all have a fuel pressure test kit that'll fit this particular Ford. And they'll say, sure. And it's $100 to rent it. So you put down the $100, you use it for the day or two, you bring it back and you get your $100 back. That's what I would do, Kevin.
I bought one of those regulators because I figured I'm going to need it in the future. And our motto, be prepared. But
yeah.
They had one of those kits for rent, and it came with a multimeter. Why is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes you want to make sure that just like when you're testing appliances, there's a connector. I believe the Ford might have 3 or 4 wires in this connector. And you might want to check the voltage to see if the fuel pump itself is getting, 12.6 volts. That's what that's for.
They also had a relay tester kit, which I thought was neat. However, that wasn't at this particular store. It was only at special stores.
Mm-hmm.
But as you probably know, and our audience might not, you have to apply electricity to a relay and have, and there can be, 4 to 5 different contacts. So these kits are required, unfortunately, to actually test the relay. But in my case, yeah, it was a $20 relay. Mm-hmm. One last question regarding the fuel system. I use seafoam, uh-huh, and I was wondering, might the, sediment gotten stirred up from the seafoam and then clogged up the fuel filter?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, if you read your owner's manual in most vehicles, it'll tell you don't put stuff in the fuel tank, don't put stuff in the oil. Don't put additives in there. And the reason they tell you that is because, you could loosen up some scale, you could loosen up some debris because of the detergent action of these additives, and it can plug up your fuel system. So, some mechanics will say, that sludge in the engine, don't loosen it up. Leave it there. Because if you loosen it up, you'll cause problems. Other mechanics will say, that sludge is causing problems. Loosen it up, put it in the oil filter, and get rid of it. So, old mechanics would probably say, just leave it. Just leave it alone, and don't put the additives in there, because you'll probably do more damage than good. That's what most mechanics would say. But if you go to the Chinese factory outlet, or AutoZone, or O'Reilly's, you'll see racks and racks and racks of cans and jars and sprays and bottles of things that you can add to your fuel tank and to your engine and cooling system. And since we mentioned cooling system, if you add a stop leak type product, regardless of who makes it, you will most likely find that your heating system, you know, for the winter, will have decreased capacity. And that's a really expensive repair. What happens is the substance, the chemicals that plug up the leaks, also plug up the heater core. And it's going to cost, oh, at least $100 for the part, and it'll cost several hundred dollars for the installation of the part. Because typically when a heater core is replaced, for example, on a Mercedes, it might take 11 hours. 11 hours, because you have to disassemble the dashboard. Dodge truck, you have to disassemble the dashboard. It's a major, major problem, and nobody wants to do it.
And that's another pretty easy repair that I've done recently, too, is to flush the heater core.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you want to do that, there's a really neat thing. I believe Prestone still makes them. And the Chinese factory outlet used to sell these. And it's several components. It is an inline fill connection that you hook up to a garden hose. So you cut the heater line with a pair of real strong scissors or a very sharp knife. You insert this T-connector with two hose clamps. And then there is a cap that is like the cap that you'd put on the end of a garden hose if you put a cap on the end of a garden hose. And that will close it off for normal purposes. Then there is a spout that fits on the expansion tank of the radiator. And that diverts the water so it doesn't land all over the engine. And then you hook up your garden hose, you start your engine, and you run your garden hose through the pressure of your water through the cooling system, and it flushes everything out. It works great. We have them on many of our vehicles, and, you know, flushing out the heating and cooling system is a great thing to do to prolong the engine's life and to make it operate at the proper temperatures. And what does that cost? About $10. Of course, when you do that, you'll want to put in new antifreeze. And when you do that, make sure that no pets can drink the antifreeze because it'll kill them. It'll kill cats and dogs. And it tastes great, evidently, because it's made with ethylene glycol. It's really sweet. They love it, and they die in like 30 minutes or less.
Do you feel the same way about transmission fluid changes? Just let it be?
Absolutely. No. No, I don't feel the same way about that.
Oh, you mean just drop Mercedes-Benz the don't flush it, though?
Both. Both. We do both. For example, the late model large SUVs from General Motors, the transmission filter is in the middle of the transmission. So to get the transmission out, you know, it's an all-wheel drive type vehicle, you have to take the engine out, you have to take the transmission out, which is a miserable, very expensive job. And it's just to change the transmission filter. Okay? You have to take the engine out and the transmission and disassemble the transmission. So what we do in those cases is we flush the transmissions. So we'll disconnect the lines, drain the transmission pan, add fluid, run it, drain it, add fluid, run it, drain it. And it's really an expensive in terms of fluid proposition because General Motors recommends you do it like four times, five times, maybe six times. And you're looking at, almost $100 worth of fluid every time you do it. It's really expensive fluid. So it's an expensive proposition just from the fluid perspective. That's one thing. So don't buy a new vehicle. It's crazy to buy a new vehicle. Now, in the case of your vehicle, I believe you have a separate transmission connected to the engine. So it's in line. The engine's first, the transmission second. Then there's a drive shaft. Well, you can take the pan down, the transmission pan, and drain the transmission fluid. And I do that when the transmission is not hot, but warmed up, so that the particles are in suspension. I loosen up all the bolts except for one or two. I have a big pan underneath the transmission. I let the fluid drain out. And then when it stops dripping, I take the pan off and let it drip for a day or two. Because you'll find you get at least another quart or so of transmission fluid coming out after the majority of it comes out. Just like changing your oil. Still, oil drips for a whole day or 2 days. So there's plenty of dirty oil to come out of an engine or a transmission. And then what I do is I put in the new filter. Of course, I clean the pan. Actually, it's something else I do. If the vehicle does not have a drain plug on the transmission? And I don't know if yours does or doesn't. Does it? Probably not, right?
It does.
Oh, it does have a drain plug? Great. Well, if it doesn't, what I do is I find a spot where I can put weld on or braze on a nut on the outside of the pan. And I use a copper washer. And I put my own drain plug on if it doesn't have one. That way, the next time when I drain the fluid out, it's a lot easier. It's a lot less messy. But I do flush out the lines. Absolutely. And the way I do it is I take a... There are lots of ways of doing it, but here's the way I do it. And it's messy. It's a miserable job. I take the transmission filter, and there's usually, in many of them, there is a stub that goes that connects the filter to the valve body. What I do is I cut that off with a hacksaw, and I radius shape the part I cut off to make sure there's no foreign plastic particles in there. I connect it to a clean rubber hose, and I put that rubber hose in a new gallon of transmission fluid, the correct fluid. And I have somebody on the lift in the vehicle. They start the lift, start the engine, put it in park, and then drive and reverse, and you use the brake, you know, as you do this, and go through all the gears, and fluid will come flying out all over. It's a really messy job. And then that flushes the transmission and the torque converter. That's how I do it. Then I put it all back together and add the correct amount of fluid. So it's messy, but it's the best way to do it.
I take that back. I actually don't have a drain plug on the transmission. Do you replace the gasket on the pan as well, usually?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And here's a trick. There is a, you know, a lot of these transmission, if you go to O'Reilly and AutoZone, they'll have a gasket that comes with the transmission filter, you know, a kit. And that's fine, except typically that gasket is made out of rubber. Now, the Mercedes rubber gasket is fine, but most of the domestic gaskets, if they get oil on them at all, will leak. So what we do is we buy a separate gasket made out of cork. And, you know, it's an extra $5 or $10. And we buy that extra cork gasket, and they don't leak. So that's something to think about. And whatever you do, if you put a if you use that rubber gasket that comes with the kit, and you can, and it may work, do not put RTV on it. Because if you do, it will leak like crazy. Kevin, I'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kevin's with us in Florida, and we were going to talk about appliances, and we got derailed a little bit here. But there's something that I want to mention, class, and this is really, really important. As we get into the summer months and it gets hotter and hotter and hotter, you may be tempted to change your antifreeze flush. Sometimes it's called coolant. Sometimes it's called antifreeze. We're talking about the same thing. You may be tempted to change your antifreeze. And it is absolutely critical that you find out the correct type of antifreeze to use for your vehicle. And I absolutely, positively would not trust anybody behind the counter of any auto parts store to give me the right information about what antifreeze to use. Now, here's what I'm talking about. There's an inorganic acid technology that's called IAT that was commonly used between 1920 and 1990. It's typically green in color. Then there's the organic acid technology, OAT, and that is different. Okay, and it has a different, they're different colors. Some of them, some are orange, some are bright red, some are red, some are blue, and some are dark green. So it's really confusing. And then there's the hybrid organic acid technology antifreeze, which is called HOAT, hybrid organic acid technology. And that's typically yellow or like an orange in color. Now, if you mix them, you can cause problems. You can damage your radiator. Some radiators are made out of aluminum, and they will be destroyed by the wrong antifreeze very, very quickly. So you can't trust the mechanic to put the correct antifreeze in your car. You can't trust the guy behind the counter or the gal behind the counter to even sell you the right antifreeze. You have to look it up for your vehicle in the owner's manual. That's what you have to do. You can't even trust the internet. Okay? That's one thing. Next thing is, there's like a universal. And they say you can top it off with this universal antifreeze. Yeah, you can. But topping it off is different from flushing it, and it's different from changing it. Flushing it out means you're going to start over. That's different from topping off. Topping off means just adding a little bit. Okay? So you have to be extremely careful with antifreeze. And the same thing is true with power steering fluid. There's a, like, you can buy power steering fluid at the Chinese factory outlet, and you can top off with it. But it's not certified for use to fill the power steering system. Kevin, did I completely confuse the class?
No, I think that's absolutely relevant. And, you know, my situation I had this week where I had to call a tow just re-illustrated to me that not only do I need to know how to work on cars to save money, but if I'd have brought it into a shop, it could have taken days before they even took a look at it, especially in Florida this time of year where cars are overheating.
Okay, so we have a friend, he's a farmer, a neighbor, and he had a problem with his Ford pickup truck. And so he brought it to, a light came on the dashboard saying that there was a problem. He brought it to Ford. They charged him $90 to tell him that they're really not sure what the problem is. But they can start replacing parts. And they'll start with, you know, the first part, the second part, the third part. And eventually they think they're going to get it. Now, each time they replace parts, we're talking a couple hundred bucks. So he's looking at 90 plus maybe $1,000 more by the time he's done. And they don't even know what the problem is. And this is becoming more and more and more common. Even dealerships can't handle the complexities that the automakers have designed into their vehicles. It's extremely complicated. And you know what? None of this is necessary. None of it. I just got done baling 127,000 pounds of hay yesterday. I'm going to do another, I don't know, bring it up to 150,000 pounds today. And I'm using a tractor built in 1984, I believe, 1984 or 85. I replaced the fuel pump once. It was maybe $30. It took maybe 15 minutes. It's on the engine. It has the original, this 1984 tractor, it's John Deere. It's a model 2950. It has the original front tires. It's got the original fan belt. I've replaced the water pump once. It's got the original radiator. It's probably 99% original. They used to make things easy to fix back then. A new tractor, you need a computer to fix it. And I don't want that. So I'm not buying anything new. And I'm really glad that you have a 2001 vehicle, because they're a lot easier to fix than the new ones. The new ones are impossible to fix. And if you damage a headlight lens, you can be looking at $400 for what used to cost $1.99, you know, back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
You're absolutely right, and I think it gets back to the appliances all going digital as well. There's a plan for the Internet of Things, and everything's going to be on it if the powers that be have their way.
Agreed. And class, I'm not kidding. I'm expecting power disruptions on the grid this summer. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Brownouts, that means low voltage. Blackouts, no voltage, no current, nothing. And I think they're going to be fits, stops, starts, outages, and it's going to damage your appliances. Make sure you have surge protection on your house so that you can avoid non-necessary appliance repairs. Kevin, thanks so much. We'll see you in a couple weeks if that's okay with you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.